I'm pleased now to introduce Andy Grove, the President and CEO of Intel, which will be a leading provider of this technology. Andy will give us a progress report on what's happening. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Lou. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen at Human Forum. Are there a few of them there?
Yes.
By the way, Lou, I'm dying to ask. 2 years ago when I was talking to that same body of people, some little devil whispered in my ear that I should drive on stage in a little red sports car. Did they do that to you, too?
No, they didn't. Actually, I think this is an equally elegant entry, Andy. Perhaps not quite as flashy, but making better use of today's technology.
I like that sports car. What the audience didn't know, however, that like everything else is fake in the computer industry, the sports car was tethered with a big chain in the back because the fire marshal was afraid that I'd drive it right through the ranks of the audience. Anyway, at the same meeting, I showed a preview of coming attraction. This was 1994, 2 years ago. And I showed the motherboard for the upcoming Pentium Pro microprocessor. At that point, of course, we didn't have a name for it. We also didn't have a chip. But we did have a board for it. And this is when we conceived the notion of a standard high-volume server built on standard microprocessor technology and using the economics of the PC volume production, large factories chunking on these chips, chunking on these motherboards, and bringing PC economics to the high-powered symmetrical multiprocessing server technology. This is where the concept came from. And at that point, of course, all I had to show was this makeup of the circuit board. And since then, we introduced the Pentium Pro processor, the missing chip on the empty sockets on this motherboard. And with that, we have begun to ship exactly this product. Oops, I didn't change my slide there. Got it. Okay. And fortunately, since we've been cranking up our volume factories with a very, very high density, high performance silicon processes, we've also been able to do better than we expected, and we introduced the Pentium Pro processors all the way to 200 megahertz frequency. And just to demonstrate that this is what the chip looks like today, you can make out reasonably well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This product has a cache chip on static RAM using the same technology built into the same package, and it's performing extremely well, and it's performing in manufacturing extremely well. And we are very pleased with the results in the two years of time since last Uniform, since I had a chance to talk to Uniform that time. But we also can look at it, particularly you and I can look at this as the foundation from where to take this technology forward. And as most people know, HP and Intel have started working together about a little over a year ago, to extend the same concept, same idea of standard microprocessors, PC economics, and use the mixture of the genetic makeup of HP's engineering and technical capabilities and Intel's engineering and technical capabilities to extend the headroom for the same concept to even higher performance microprocessors while maintaining the economic foundation that comes from the volume manufacturing of multi-billion dollar plants serving 100 million, moving on to 100 million units a year PC volume, and bringing that economy onto the server marketplace. Now, we are doing this, and I just wanted to give you and your audience a flavor of the progress that we've made in the last 2 years. And With your permission, I would like to touch into a territory that's not so much my business, but microprocessors do require software. It's a very unfortunate aspect of life. And 2 years ago, I painted this little picture of Unix being in the castle, and I proposed that the two threats to Unix, to the ongoing capabilities and ongoing future of Unix, came partly from the presence and the appearance of Windows NT, which at that point wasn't that mature, but it was coming on the scene, but equally from the fragmentation of the Unix architecture, basically the Unix operating system in different branches. And I am very happy that, quite frankly, I didn't expect that there would be a whole lot of progress, because the unification of Unix has gone on almost as long as the unification of the Balkans, with about the same kind of result. But in actual fact, today's announcement that follows the acquisition of the technology from Novell to SCO, and the announcement I believe you're going to do right after your speech, where you want to describe what you're doing with SCO to bring together the two branches of Unix and produce them to match the standard Intel architecture microprocessor RAM, I think is very, very promising. And furthermore, I read in the newspaper that there is more going on along this line, and as we head toward 64-bit Unix, this unification is going to be further even more across the entire industry, and I find that a very, very promising development. And what our industry needs is really the continuation of this, so that we do have all of the genetic pool of the Unix community working on a robust operating system that, in combination with Windows NT, will give us the software to unlock the power of the silicon processing that we bring to bear. So I congratulate you for making this progress, and I urge you and the rest of the members of the Unix community to continue in this direction. And we will do our best on the microprocessor front.
Well, thanks, Andy. A round of applause for Andy. Thanks, too, for demonstrating an example of how the information utility may be used. Although I wonder if the people who were at Uniform 1994 might think that the red Miata was a classier way to arrive. The good news is you didn't even have to leave your office today. So thanks for joining us.